Good morning, veterans, ladies and gentlemen, and girls and boys. I'm Kevin Alcock, president of the Sheridan Pili RSL sub-branch, and this morning I will be your master of ceremonies. I would like to acknowledge the original custodians of the land on which we are holding our service this morning, pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Now, before I commence, we have some housekeeping rules for the ceremony. Any older veterans on parade would please move forward to the seats provided, and the seats have been reserved for veterans and their spouses and those veterans unable to march. Hats, please leave your hats on except for the National Anthem and the bugle calls. And on the back of your program this morning is the history of Graceville Memorial Park. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Anzac Day commemoration service here at the Graceville Memorial Park. Today being the 100th anniversary of the landing at Anzac Cove, welcome to all veterans from all wars. President of the Sherwood Services Club, Mr. Matt Conway, Mr. Pam McElwain of our sub-branch Women's Auxiliary, John Phillips, representing the Malayan Emergency, staff and members of 218 Squadron, Australian Air Force Cadets, our sub-branch honorary members who provide us with much appreciated support, Father Jeff Breeder, David Jones, musical director of the Brisbane Municipal Band, and Stuart Mackenzie Fowle, bugler, and this is his ninth year, I think, Michael Kent, the St. John's Ambulance team, and all the youth groups, Sherwood and Indooroopilly Girl Guides, Sherwood Scouts under Peter Jones, the Tennyson Scout Group under Dorothy White, and this year we again welcome South Graceville Rugby, Junior Rugby League, who are helping us move chairs, as well as the Graceville South seniors who march today. The senior choir from Corinda's Day School under the direction of Ian Phillips, students from St. Aidan's College, and students from Christ the King, and students indeed from all schools. Stephen Stanley and Vaughan Parker, BBC Pipe Band leader. And BBC Piper is Pipe Corporal Thomas Holden. And you, the public, by your presence, you are keeping the spirit of Anzac alive. We have an apology from Jane Prentice, MP. Throughout the service, we will be led in the singing of the anthem and hymns by our resident singer, Bill Ferguson. And the music will be provided by the Brisbane Municipal Band, led by its conductor, David Jones. And we have here from the Conservatorium, James Sedgley, who will be singing and leading us in the New Zealand National Anthem. Now, I'd like to mention here this year that this is the 83rd year that the Brisbane Municipal has played for Sherwood Indooroopilly RSL sub-branch. Now, for those of you who have not attended our graceful services, you may find some, what you may think of, as old-fashioned suckers. This service at Graceville replicates the original Anzac service of 1916. It's the same order of service, the same hymns, and at the conclusion, the singing of God Save the Queen. So if you think the service is somewhat old-fashioned, that's the reason. It is a 1916 service, and our other services are not. We will now commence by the singing of the National Anthem, Advance to Australia Fair.
Gold.
Thank you. We will now have the hymn, O God, Our Help in Ancient Past. Heavenly Father, of this centenary of the Anzac landings, we remember particularly the men and women from Australia and New Zealand who were involved in the Gallipoli campaign. In remembering them, we do not forget our men and women from both countries who were called to arms during the Boer War in South Africa, the Second World War, the Korean War, the Malayan Emergency, the Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan wars, together with many peacekeeping deployments. We come together to honour those who have fought and suffered in these wars. We do not wish to glorify war,
For we know that war is a dark and destructive reality of human life, a chaotic beast that kills and maims and leaves many emotional and spiritual scars. Yet we also know that in the darkness and disorder of war, many do great things. Men and women show courage. They care for their mates. They carry out their arduous duty, often at great personal cost, sometimes the cost of their lives. And so, Lord, on this day we honour those who have fought, but we also pray for them. We acknowledge the physical, emotional, moral and spiritual wounds many still bear, and ask that you lay your loving and healing hand on them. We pray for their loved ones who share in the conflict, not only in the time of absences and anxiety, but often in the coming home, in the living with nightmares or anger or confusion or moodiness or tears. Grant them patience and love, and may their love play a part in the healing of the spirit for these, our wounded warriors. O Lord our God, we pray for those still in the forces, particularly those on deployment. Fill the aching void of the families whose partners went on rotation to Iraq this week. We long for the protection of them all, but know their work is dangerous. Grant them your peace as they carry out their duties. Finally, Lord, we pray for this violent world that we might learn to live more peaceably. Help us all to remember each other's humanity and resist the cheap caricatures of those different from ourselves. Help us to remember the challenging but life-changing words of Jesus to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. We look forward to being reunited with those we remember. We ask all these things in the name of the one who lived and died, not only for his mates, but for those who betrayed and killed him, Jesus, crucified and risen. May we find in him forgiveness for things we have done, the power to forgive those who have done things to us, and the peace which only God can give. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this day, the 100th anniversary of the Gallipoli landings, we would remember the 102,000 Australians who have paid the supreme sacrifice on behalf of their nation. We think of those who served in the First and Second World Wars, Korea, Malaya, Malaysia and Borneo. We think of those in Vietnam, and we think of those who served in more recent deployments to Rwanda, Somalia, the Solomons, Timor Leste, Iraq and the Persian Gulf. Afghanistan, we think of those who are serving today in UN observer missions. And of course, finally, we think of those who served in what has been a long war in Afghanistan. I ask today that you remember in your thoughts and prayers the 41 diggers in Afghanistan who have paid the supreme sacrifice, and those 247 who have been wounded, and those who, whilst not bearing physical scars, are still suffering from their service. I'll now ask, ladies and gentlemen, for Bill Ferguson to lead us in the singing of the hymn, Nearer My God to Thee.
To thee.
that under Officer Angus Johnson from 218 Squadron Australian Air Force Cadet from Durfee.
We meet here today, not to glorify war, but to praise victors, but to remember those who served our country during times of conflict and crisis, and to reflect upon their selfless sacrifice. To all Australians, Anzac Day is a tradition, paid for in the lives of our young diggers and celebrated in our freedom. It is a day in which not only do we salute the Anzacs, but in paying tribute to them, we also take the opportunity to invigorate our national spirit and pride. On this day, in 1915, a group of volunteer Australian and New Zealand soldiers found themselves wading ashore before dawn at a small beach on the Gallipoli Peninsula. Many of these men were only teenagers, some as young as 16. All were anxious to prove their courage and national identity. Over 8 months following the landing, those young Anzacs went a trial by ordeal. In total, 36 Australian and New Zealand soldiers were killed or wounded at Gallipoli. But in those terrible battles, young Australians earned a reputation for courage, self-reliance, and mateship. The experience drew Australians together as a nation and established a national character. The standards that they set and the Anzac spirit have been handed down ever since to all Australian servicemen and women. This is the same spirit represented among the diverse group of veterans today. As the years go by, their numbers will continue to dwindle. However, the Anzac spirit forged at Gallipoli will never be forgotten. I believe this is why Australians come together every Anzac Day. We do it to remember the Anzacs and their achievements. And we should remember them not as old soldiers from the distant war, but as the young Australians they were in 1915. The Anzacs showed us that we have the ability to face challenges together and overcome them, to put community before self, to be courageous, determined, self-reliant, and strong. We should be proud of our heritage. This is the spirit of Anzac, the spirit that we must pass to the next generation.
Thank you, Angus. We will now have the Corinda State School in your choir, singing Here You Lie, Side by Side.
Was it? feel very proud of yourselves, boys and girls.
I should have read out that the senior choir, this is an item that's only been included in the last 3 years, and the choir from years 3 to 7 at Corinda School singing a song that was written to uplift the spirits of Anzacs, titled Here You Lie, and that's under direction of Ian Phillips. The song was inspired by the words of Kemal Ataturk, founder of the Turkish Empire. You can read Ataturk's words and today's order of service. Now, during the singing of the next hymn, lest we forget, wreaths and floral tributes may be placed on a memorial stone. Now, the order of wreath laying, and I think it's probably best if you line up in this order, the Sherwood Imperial Hotel sub-branch with Glenn Moskin, Vice President, and the Sherwood Services Club with Mr. Matt Conway. Sam McElwain, the Vice President of the Women's Auxiliary of the sub-branch. Sub-branch honorary members, Father Jeff Reeder. Any member of the Armed Forces. Air Force Cadet Squadron 218. Is Bill Sam here? Member of the police. The Guides Association. The Scouts Association. And the party from Corinda State School, St. Aidan's, Corinda State, Graceful State, and any other school groups, the Christ the King, and Ken Pumper from the South Graceful Junior Football Club. And after they have laid those tributes, any other members of the public would like to come forward and lay a sprig of rosemary or a floral tribute, please feel free to do so. So if you all like, line up, and we will proceed with the singing of the hymn, lest we forget.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wonder if anyone has a question. We will now have the last post that will be played by the Brisbane Municipal Band we've learned this morning. Mr. Stuart Mackenzie Powell. The last post and Ralph will be played. The last post will be followed by the ode, and then 1 minute of silence, and then Ralph will be played. And during this part of the service, I would ask that those who are able to stand, please do so. And I have the right to.
I'm not pushing on the chair. I'm not pushing on the chair.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Thank you.
lest we forget. Thank you. I will now ask Father Jeff Reeder to return and deliver the benediction. Loving God, you are merciful and forgiving. Grant that those who are suffering the hurts of the past may experience your generous love. Heal their memories, comfort them, and send them all from here renewed and hopeful. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you, Father Reader. As is traditional to end today's service, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you all to join together in the singing of the Royal Hymn. I'll take the song. Concludes the formal part of today's commemoration of Anzac Day 2015. And I would like to thank all those people associated with today's service. Special thanks to those who marched today. Thank you to the Brisbane Municipal Concert Band under David Jones. A terrific job as normal. Our jubilee Stuart McKenzie Powell. The BBC band for marching, led by Stephen Stanley and Corporal Thomas Hoggart. Padre Jeff Reeder, our lead singer Bill Ferguson, and our New Zealand anthem singer Stan Sturgeon. Participation of the Air Force Cadet Squadron 218 under Angus Johnson. And all the youth groups who have attended, all their schools. I thank also a special thanks to the Narinda School Choir for the marvellous job under the direction of Ian Phillips. And thank you. To all the schools that have attended, I give you my special thanks. You really make this service because it is about the youth to carry on the remembrance, the preserving in the memory, and continue the traditions into the future. I'd like to thank the Cricket Club for allowing us the use of their toilets, Brisbane City Council for the work they've done on the memorial, St John's Ambulance for the work that they're doing here today, and the South Graceful Junior Rugby League for helping us here today. Thank you very, very much. And finally, most importantly, please give yourself a big hand of applause because without you, there's no pleasure. Thank you. And in conclusion, I have a final notice regarding our Coral Balmoral Vietnam Veterans Day or services. Now, the Sherwood Interpillar Sub-Ranch will commemorate the Vietnam service of the Anzac Nation and of service by subsequent peacekeepers and peacemakers for the barbecue lunch on Saturday the 9th of May. This timing coincides with the anniversary of the battles of Coral Balmoral, and if you were at Vietnam at all, not just at Coral and Balmoral, or if you've had any subsequent service, particularly as peacekeepers, you've been to Timor-Leste or Iraq, Afghanistan, please see me afterwards to collect an invitation card, because you're most welcome.
Can I have a round of applause for the cadets? And we can dismiss the parade.
Goodbye and God bless. Hopefully we'll see you all here next year. Thank you.